If your marriage, your family has been kind of dull lately, lacking any kind of fun, maybe it's because you've not been as intentional as you need to be. Here's Steve Arterburn.
It's a matter of saying, I'm not going to go home and sit in a barking lounger or lazy boy and watch TV. I'm going to do something that's going to engage my family, and let's create a memory here. Let's have something that's fun. And when you decide to make that the priority, things come about. You find the things that the family enjoys the most.
This is Family Life Today. Our host is Dennis Rainey, and I'm Bob Lapine. So, could your marriage use a little spicing up? Could your family use a little fun? We're going to explore how we make that happen with our guests Steve and Misty Arterburn today. Stay with us. And welcome to Family Life Today. Thanks for joining us. I just can't get this song out of my head thinking about today's program. I've got it up here on my phone. Can you hear it?
Can I hear it?
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that good? Wait till...
I'm waiting to be stirred.
Well, wait till you get to Dean Martin. When Dean Martin comes out here, it's really good here, yeah. Ready? This is beautiful right here. When the moon hits your eyes like a big piece of pie, that's amore.
See? Nice.
I'd rather hear Dean.
All right, I'll turn it off. I get it. Okay.
That's amazing.
Well, we have...
Oh, sorry, I haven't turned it off yet.
I thought I had it. There we go.
Now it's on pause, is it?
No. Well, we have Steve and Misty Arterburn with us, who we're not joining Bob in singing. Would you like to try that song on, Misty?
I do love Dean Martin.
Do you?
I do too.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Together, they have authored a ton of books. And this latest one is called The Mediterranean Love Plan, which is how Bob is trying to get us
that's where I
into
thought.
The mood. Yeah.
We'd get into that Mediterranean
into
mood.
Into the mood.
That's amore.
Mm. Wow.
Thank
it's
you.
Very impressive.
Thank
very
you.
Very impressive.
I'm glad somebody recognizes
Misty,
ability.
Don't feed the monster. This it doesn't pay off. It's happened here before.
Yeah.
He'll break out into more songs.
you know what? I just got to say this. I've watched couples breaking out into song all over a ballroom at our Weekend Remember Marriage Getaways. You've seen this too.
Mm-hmm.
As we've got music going on in the breaks and everything. Couples who get away to one of these getaways, they're having a great time. I'm not the only one singing at a getaway. And I just want to stop us here and remind our regular listeners that this week and next week, we've got a special offer for Family Life Today listeners. You can attend an upcoming getaway and save 50% off the regular registration fee. But we need to hear from you this week or next week. This offer is good through next weekend. So go to our website, familylifetoday.com, or call 1-800-FL-TODAY and join us for what is always a fun, romantic, engaging weekends. One of our Weekend Remember Marriage Getaways. If you've got any questions, call us or go online at familylifetoday.com. The number to call is 1-800-FL-TODAY. Get registered, save 50% off the regular registration fee, and then come on out for a great weekend getaway.
Tell us where this, you guys have been married since 2005. Tell us where this book came from. Mm-hmm. Was it actually a trip to the Mediterranean?
Yeah, we've been there a couple of times, three times. We just got back, actually, a couple of weeks ago. And we love it there. And when we were there, we noticed there were some things that people were doing there that were causing them to have a passionate, romantic relationship up later in life. And that, you know, maybe some research would bear that out. So we did get a researcher who came up with some amazing, astounding things about these cultures in the Mediterranean. And it is all about either repairing or building or restoring passion and romance and a sexually vital relationship up into the later years.
Would you say most people today are lacking that in their marriage?
Well, we've got a horrible divorce rate, but I think what we're trying to address are those that are staying married and they're miserable.
Hmm.
And we think that these things, and this is what we hear from people, they love doing the things that we suggest. They love the insight. And just like one piece of research showed that the most sexually fulfilled women culturally are Jewish women. And so we end the book by the sacred and the sexual being the final chapter there. But we don't start in the bedroom with romance and all. It starts with attunement. That's where we go.
Little confession. I just skipped right ahead to that chapter.
Okay.
I mean, well, I went back after that, but I just wanted to see about the Jewish women and what you had in there about that.
So Misty, what was the most romantic thing that Steve did as he courted you and dated you?
There you go.
Well, he was a gentle man. I think the most, maybe it's not necessarily considered romantic, but I really fell for it, was that he had a pattern and a history, a relationship with God that was growing, was always growing, and a pursuit of his relationship with God. And he was, the thing that I remember looking for was willingness in a partner to self-examine and to repair when things happen that are difficult and to grow. So he showed that, and that was really important.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because there are a lot of our listeners who wouldn't start there.
Yeah.
They would start in the bedroom for romance, and really it's the character and the heart ultimately that build a relationship. And I'm glad you mentioned that.
Thank you.
Well, I would just say that the word that she mentioned that I want to be sure we get in here is this word repair. We didn't learn this in the Mediterranean. If you're married, whether it's whatever, you have to be willing to humble yourself and do what it takes to repair. We exchanged therapists before we got married, and so that we would know what we're dealing with. But we still go and see counselors, and we let people speak into our lives when we hit a bump in the road. You know, it's not all bump in heaven here. I think any couple, if they can keep the willingness to repair, they're going to be okay, or they're going to be great.
Well, and I'm so glad that you laid out that as a foundational issue, because your book is really helpful, I think, in regard to very practical ways that we can connect well with one another. Mm-hmm. But that's got to be built on a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that foundation of having a growing, vibrant walk with God. I've talked to enough couples, enough wives who say, that's the most attractive thing to me. When I see my husband walking with God, that's what I'm drawn to, that more than anything that's going on in the kitchen or on vacation or anything else. It's just seeing him really passionate about his relationship with
God.
That's
right. And the romantic stuff doesn't really matter so much when we don't have that first piece in place. So a lot of marriages are in triage, and we're recovering from damage and wounds. We've got the negative end of the scale where we're just trying to get back to stable. And then this book is more sort of on the positive of having fun and enjoying each other. And hopefully both ends balance each other out, that we're always looking to grow and mature in our walk with God. And we play and have fun along the way.
Yeah,
and those come together.
I see what you're talking about in the book as the toppings on the pizza. Keeping it in the Mediterranean motif here.
Right.
You
got to
have the crust and the sauce and the cheese, but then the toppings, this is where it goes, oh, that's a good pizza
there. Well, let me just say how badly we needed this early on, because this is just embarrassing to say, but we didn't have sex before we got married. And so I said some stupid things like, hey, on our honeymoon, boy, this is going to be the most amazing thing. I'm going to send you to the moon. I said this. I'm sorry. I did. And then.
And don't you have experience as a counselor?
Yeah. And but that's not the dumbest thing I've ever said. But anyway, so on the honeymoon, I would say not much above the hedges there, much less the moon. And so about 6 months after marriage, she is looking at her computer. She says, oh, wow, look at this. There's a couple that teaches people all about sexual intimacy, things that maybe they didn't learn when they were growing up in Texas or wherever. And I go, yeah, that's so it. And then, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we went, and it really was the beginning of the journey of fixing what I just didn't know what I was doing. And so we started at a very, very bad place to get to where we are today. It was not easy.
Let's talk about some of the secrets that you uncovered as you guys work through your repair. and begin to experience love as God intended it. Let's talk about attunement. Can you unpack that, Misty, and explain what you mean by that word?
I love that word. It's one of my favorite words, and it's one of the most important words. So first, I want to be in tune with God. It's synchronizing with the Holy Spirit and being able to receive from God, and so being connected in a secure attachment with God. And then that allows me to then be open to an attachment that is secure with my husband and hearing one another, getting in the same space and breathing mode together where I can be aware of his emotional state or the challenges that he's facing. He can be present and aware and able to contain what's going on in my heart so that we're present together and synchronized and we can empathize and support each other. And if we're not synchronized and we're at different paces or we're going in different directions, it's very hard to have a meaningful connection.
One of the reasons we're not very good at being synchronized is what I'm holding in my hand here, a little screen, a little phone. This is a competitor for true love, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I had such difficulty with this, and it is still something that I have to work on all the time. And I was even saying to my counselor, you know, I want to be there for her, but with the, I have a terminal case of attention deficit disorder. And he said, look, just focus on her, her eyes and her face, and don't let yourself get distracted. And then coming from her, she was the one that said, you have to learn to be in the moment and you will enjoy it in the moment rather than moving to the next thing. And so it's not easy for a lot of us guys, certainly not easy for me, but we've had these times where I didn't need to ask her what she was feeling. I could sense it. I really felt like we were in tune with each other or attuned. And it's a wonderful thing that a lot of people miss. But to me, that's where the bedroom begins. It's really eyeball to eyeball. And we say that's what leads to that security. It leads to that relationship beyond something physical. And wherever you are, you can always, I think, do a better job at it. We're going to be working on this until I die.
When our kids were little, this was my wife's plan. It wasn't something I thought of. But she said, when you get home in the afternoon, before dinner, we're going to have couch time. Mm-hmm. And couch time was 10 uninterrupted minutes.
Yes.
Just me and her on the couch. Soon as we started to do this, the kids were right there wanting to get – sit in our lap, climb in between the two of us. And we used to have to say, no, Mom and Dad are having couch time. You need to go play. They got such security from us sending them away so Mom and Dad could have couch time.
Yeah.
It was more important, I think, for her in the middle of her day to reconnect, to attune, than I realized it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
But – she desperately needed that linking up, that syncing up, just 10 minutes of, tell me about your day. Tell me about your day. How are you doing? How are you feeling? And then we could go into the evening in great shape. It was just great wisdom on her part.
Right.
Well, what I found was as she was working with me on attuning with her, and I observed her with our children, I really believe I got in tune with our kids for the first time rather than just, you know, I'm the adult, they're the kids, and I'll do what I want to do. I started to listen and look in their eyes. And she's the one that said to me, when you look into the eyes of our children, you are downloading love, eyeball to eyeball, and you can't do it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's why our kids are amazingly secure, wonderful, creative kids because of that influence she's had on them.
I heard a story years ago about a dad sitting at the breakfast table reading the newspaper, and his little six-year-old daughter was talking, as six-year-olds do, about nothing, just talking about making up a story, you know, whatever.
Right.
And dad was just reading the newspaper doing And she came over in the middle of that, and she slapped that paper out of his hand, grabbed his cheeks, and said, listen with your face.
Yeah, there you go.
And I've shared that at marriage conferences throughout the years because a lot of husbands and wives are not listening with their face.
Yeah.
They're not looking at each other. They're not talking in that kind of communication. They're talking while they look at the TV screen or while they're driving in the car. They're just not connecting. No. They're not attuning.
I think one of the reasons why couples get so much out of our weekend to remember marriage getaways is because we give them the gift of a weekend away together.
Yeah.
We give them the gift of what you're talking
attunement.
About.
Attunement, yeah.
Attunement. And you give them the chance to be face-to-face. If 93% of all communication is nonverbal, that means 93% of all the communication occurring between you and your spouse is, as we've been talking about, it's the eyes.
Right.
It's the gestures. It's the face. It's the smile. It's the attention. And be transfixed with your spouse.
It's making space to just hold that person in attention and care. And I think that a lot of times for us as adults, it's hard for us if we didn't experience that as children. When we're listened to as a child, we're much better equipped as an adult to do that. But a lot of us face that challenge in adulthood to just really learn and grow up again. And what does it mean to really hold space for another person?
We share some of the secrets from the Italian culture that they touch the other person when they're talking. They move their hands, then they touch 10 times more than we do in the United States. Well, if you're touching someone, you're kind of demanding that they be engaged with you, and they have the ability to truly get into each other's hearts and soul. That's what we're encouraging people to do. Go deep inside and find out what's really there.
Okay, you've got 7 of these
yeah.
secrets. I want both of you to pick your favorite other than attunement. I have a feeling, as much as you've talked about here, that may be your number one. I know which one is Bob's.
Yeah.
It's the food. Savoring food.
No, yeah. Come on.
This would be his idea
come on.
Of how you connect.
Well, that's a pretty good way to do it.
That's, yeah. I was going to say that's not fair, but that's actually perfectly fair, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I might vote for food, but we get to your. Do you have a favorite in your top 7?
What would you say, Lee?
Yeah, probably beauty. I really like for us to be out in nature and appreciating creation. And
how does that connect the two of you if you're on a hike in the woods?
Yeah, well, there's so much chaos. We've got 5 children. We have our individual lives. All the challenges
Hold
we're
it. You
facing.
Have an individual life with 5 children?
Yeah, yeah not
every
much
now
one.
And then. Every now and then.
Yeah. No, that's not easy, actually. But yeah, so it's amazing to be out and to get into something bigger than myself. I can get so wrapped up in all that I'm juggling and doing. And so when I'm near a mountain or on a mountain or the ocean, something bigger than myself, that reminds me, oh, there's a creator, and I can see those stars and they're millions of miles away. It helps me humble down and get reconnected with my husband and our God, that there is a sovereignty there. It's not me. You know, I don't have to keep everything spinning. God's doing that
for us. Barbara was here, she would be saying, I agree, sister.
Yeah.
I'm in this with you. She loves beauty.
Yeah.
In fact, she got me reading a book, still haven't finished it. It's called The Evidential Power of Beauty.
Oh, wow. What
and
a
it's
title.
All about how beauty is an apologetic for truth
and
that God exists.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because there's symmetry with beauty. There's order.
Right.
And that demands someone.
A creator.
Yeah. A creator who designed it. What about you, Stephen?
Well, let me just comment on this because, you know, we talk in the book about the beauty of a woman and a man truly appreciating and communicating pure appreciation for pure beauty, not the objectified woman or just the depersonalized person, but a woman has a very unique beauty that a man simply doesn't have. And if you are into pornography and all of those kinds of things that we hear so much about, you're not going to be able to appreciate that, and you're not going to be able to communicate it. So she is going to be looking for an affirmation of her beauty. And, you know, as Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look upon the other women. The less you look upon anybody else, the more beautiful she's going to become. But I'd have to say, you know, certainly the sacred and the sexual is a highlight of this book at the end.
I thought you'd go for that.
But my favorite is being playful. My wife and I, we dance. We'll dance anywhere. We take dance lessons, and there's just hardly a downside to dancing. I was raised Southern Baptist, so I'm recovering as I learn to dance. But this playfulness, this humor that you need to have in your relationship, we have a common humor. We love to laugh, and we bring that to our kids. I often say, let's always look for the Lord in something. Let's look for the lesson, and let's don't forget to find the laughter that's there. And we're a very playful family, but we love to do playful things. We love to create stories, plays, whatever it is. And my personality is, I need a break, and I love to have fun.
Can you be intentional about that? Because I'm sitting here thinking, if I was going to go home tonight and say, you know, we ought to laugh tonight,
I would tell you how to do that. And we do it in the book. I would say, go online and look at Brian Regan videos.
Okay.
He's a clean comedian.
Yeah.
And we have...
Pretty clean.
I mean, pretty clean. And he's just hilarious.
Right.
Or look at... You know, we watch Elf about six times throughout the year. We watch Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Find,
I was thinking, What About Bob? That was on my
what
list
about Bob?
Of
You
things.
Do need external sources yeah. sometimes.
You would make... Marianne, watch What About Bob.
Marianne would make me watch What About Bob. Marianne likes that and Elf. And so, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You do need it. It's not like you can sit down tonight and say, okay, let's make each other laugh, right?
Yeah. No, but yeah. but if you... You
I
go
mean,
home
sometimes
and,
you can, but sometimes you're really hurting, and
right.
we just do. We need a break. We do need a break.
Right.
Our 11 and 8-year-old, they know four different adult card games, and so we play cards, and we're all laughing together eventually over, sometimes we cry, but over the games.
I cry.
But I think it's a matter of saying, I'm not going to go home and sit in a Barca lounger or a Lazy Boy and watch TV. I'm going to do something that's going to engage my family, and let's create a memory here. Let's have something that's fun. And when you decide to make that the priority, things come about. You find the things that the family enjoys the most.
That's so true. And it's easy to isolate when we're in pain, too. And so the other thing that playfulness does is it just invites connection. And when we have a shared laughter, we're agreeing on something.
Yeah.
And so that takes away the aloneness, and it got a lot of good effect to that.
Hmm. We apply in our family what I learned in preaching, and I am a teaching pastor, and I'm known as the sarcastic pastor. Because
what a surprise.
Because if a congregation, if you can make them laugh, then they literally are all agreeing together. It's a bonding thing, and it's a bonding moment at home when everybody decides this is really funny.
No, they call you the stunt pastor.
The stunt pastor. That is
you
true.
Do stunts, too?
I have a few.
Wow. From the pulpit.
Every now and then.
Wow. We might have you do one here on the radio.
Okay.
How would that work?
I don't know, but I could tell you about it.
I want to tell you about playfulness. I want to read you a piece of literature at this point.
All right.
I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go out into the fields and lodge in the villages. Let us go out early to the vineyards and see whether the vines have budded, whether the grape blossoms have opened and the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love. The mandrakes give forth fragrance, and beside our doors are all choice fruits, new as well as old, which I have laid up for you. Oh, my beloved. Song of Solomon.
I was hearing food all over that. You were finding playfulness. That was all about food.
And beauty.
That's right. Well, that's true. Beauty, food, and playfulness. You put the three together, we're getting potent now, aren't we?
This is a picnic like none other.
Well, all I can say is, what a way to play.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I'd encourage couples to get a copy of your book, The Mediterranean Love Plan, and get some coaching on how to play. The book is one we've got in our Family Life Today Resource Center, The Mediterranean Love Plan, 7 Secrets to Lifelong Passion in Marriage. Order from us online at familylifetoday.com or call 1-800-FL-TODAY to order a copy of the book. And when you get in touch with us, why don't you plan an extended picnic, a time away at one of our weekend Remember Marriage getaways, a Friday night to Sunday, the two of you in a fun romantic getaway setting where you can learn more about God's design for marriage. Sign up this week or next week and you save 50% off the regular registration fee. So that offer will expire next weekend. Today is the day to go online, get more information, register online, or call if you have questions, and you can register over the phone. The website, familylifetoday.com. Call 1-800-FL-TODAY and plan to invest this spring in your marriage. We're going to be in more than 50 cities across the country. So get the details and join us at a weekend Remember Marriage getaway. Now, tomorrow we're going to continue to look at the elements that make for lifelong passion in a marriage relationship. Our guests, Steve and Misty Arterburn, will be back with us. Hope you can be back as well. I want to thank our engineer today, Keith Lynch, along with our entire broadcast production team. On behalf of our host, Dennis Rainey, I'm Bob Lapine. We will see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a production of Family Life of Little Rock, Arkansas, a Crew ministry. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.